Hey there, hopefuls! It's Melissa. Thank you for tuning in to the Hopeful Simplicity Podcast. Throughout these episodes, we're going to talk about common organizing questions and situations. I cannot wait to help you simplify, sort, and sustain your organized and less stressed life. So let's jump right in. In today's 15-minute find, we're going to the living room. Okay, so rugs and curtains are things I didn't realize were things until I really, really dove into our organizing journey and lives here. I would have never thought, like, I actually need to pay attention to the curtains. What? Oh, I need to actually realize if I like this rug or not. Huh? What? So sometimes we replace them, right? Like, if I've swapped those curtains out for these new shiny ones that I found at the store that I didn't know I needed until I saw them. So now I took those ones down, gave them a good wash, and put them in a box. Wait, you know, I got new curtains, so I had to get a new rug that matched the new curtains. Those are the things I want you to declutter today. I know it can sound crazy until you actually think about it. I had, being the key word, two boxes, like those 11 by 11 or 12 by 12 boxes of just old curtains. And I'm like, what the hell do I have old curtains for? I don't have any more windows. What am I going to do? So I simplified the ones that I didn't use out of the space. I don't keep a lot of rugs, thank goodness, because I imagine I'd have a whole two boxes of just old rugs too. But anything that isn't either being used or that you're planning to update because you already bought the new ones, or you just don't even like, so you ripped them down and you're like, meh. Whatever that looks like for you. If it's a linen from the living room. Ooh, say that one time fast, Melissa. Oh, no, wait, you couldn't. If it's a linen, rugs, curtains, whatever that may look like, go ahead and simplify those out of your space today. Now set those timers and tune in as we talk about today's organizing topic.
Today's topic is brought to you by the Small Space Successes book series. From determining your personal organizing style to implementing the 3S method, the Small Space Successes series has you covered. Order your copies on Amazon and get your hopeful organizing journey started today.
Home team or just me is one of those things you'll hear me ask quite a bit when it comes to the around the house stuffs, the cleaning, the cooking, the general maintenance, the routines, the checks, anything that has to do with basically owning a home of some sort, home, house, dwelling, apartment, trailer, whatever that might be. When it comes to having a home, it comes with stuff, right? Not just like your knickknacks, but like, I know I need to get the dirt off the floor, right? I know I need to clean the bathrooms because, ew. I know I'm going to need to cook some dinner or at least meal plan or have a concept of food to be consumed. I know I need to change the light bulbs outside the front door, even though it's gross and there might be cobwebs. I know all these things need to happen, but what I don't know is who's going to do them. Is it just you? I know a lot of the time, and this is a big thing for me when I really started getting organized, feeling the stress and suck of thinking I had to do it all. I had to manage it all. I have to do it all. I don't want to inconvenience anybody. Even though I was working full time, right? I did the mom thing. I was working full time. I still felt like most of the things around the house were on me to take care of because God forbid I burden anyone else. But also because of the body parts I have, that means it's my responsibility. Oh, it's at home. I better cook, clean, and be Mary Lou Sunshine, right? I thought that was on me. I thought because I was a female in the society we live in, it was my job to make sure the house was clean. It was my job to make sure that we had meals planned and cooked. It was my job to make sure everybody else was taken care of. But the truth is, it's not. That was in my head. That was all in my head. My job is to make sure I'm teaching my kid to do the right things. So if he's in a relationship or not, living on his own or with someone else, he knows the responsibilities that comes with living somewhere, having a home life, and he's capable and able. It's my job to speak up and go, look, I'm not folding your laundry anymore. It does not bring me joy. I don't like doing it. Here you go.
Now, if you like it, please do not misunderstand. Some people love cooking and cleaning and serving and all of those things. It's just not my program. It's really not. And I know that I might get heat for it. I'll be like, well, it's you're supposed to take care of people and serving is this and serving is that. But for me personally, and I know probably for a lot of you out there, that I don't show up kind after I do those things. I don't always show up hopeful and happy if I'm feeling the burden and overwhelm of it all being on me. So that's what I want you to think about. The organizing is giving things a home and sustaining the home that you want. What do you want your house to be like? What do you want the people inside your home to feel like, to participate in? I don't want to do a teenage boy's laundry for many, many reasons, but mostly ew. I want him to be able to grow up, to be productive, to be a successful human being, and do your own damn laundry. But when you're grown up, don't forget to call your mom so we can hang out. That's what I want. I don't want you to call me because you want something from me. I don't want to be the purpose in your life because I cook, clean, and do your laundry. You don't want me as a human. You don't want me to participate in conversation, beat your booty at games, or do anything like that. You want me to because I can serve for you. And that's honestly not the person I want to be. Now, I know one of my favorite coworkers, she loves cooking and cleaning. She loves doing the laundry for her family or for her husband. She will serve her husband the plate. That's fine. I don't have a husband. So maybe if I found one of those, I would have a different attitude. But at the moment, I don't enjoy doing that. Like, we get our own plates. We'll meet you at the table so we can sit down together and connect. My preference is to embrace the inner human that I have and actually have a connectivity process. Now, I learned this part of the hard way. I've learned that all on me feeling was me. That was me not speaking up. That was me not accepting it. That was me being part of the main problem because I thought it was my job. I thought that was my role. When in reality, I missed all the moments to sit down on the couch and watch a movie with the people I wanted to spend time with. I missed the chance to play a game or get couch snuggles because I thought the dishes needed done. And I thought doing those dishes was my job. I missed life, parts of it, because I thought the cooking, the cleaning, and the laundry and all the house management stuff was all on me. When reality is, I needed to shift that mindset and make it a we thing. We all live here. We all eat. We all make messes. We all have clothes. So we all need to participate together. Yeah, there were some arguments and ugly conversations and frustrations and a learning curve and all of that. But recognizing that, you know, A, it wasn't all on me. It's not just my job, Melissa. It's the understanding and releasing the concept of it doesn't have to be all on me. And I needed a reason why. I needed an excuse, more or less, to make it not on me. It's not all on me to do the laundry because it's important that he knows how to. It's not all on me to do that because it's not my damn mess, right? You spilled your milk. Let's learn how to clean that up. You used the forks and spoons. Let's learn how to wash those and put them away. Right? You spilled Kool-Aid on your Taekwondo outfit. Let's use a stain cleaner, get it soaking, and learn how to wash that. And it was extremely hard for me to let go of the control because you do have those conversations of like, even if they're going to clean their bathroom, it's not going to be the right way. It's not going to be my way. It's not going to be as clean as I would get it. Blah, 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 blah. All that crap we tell ourselves. I'll just do it myself so it's done right. That was some hard stuff. That was a hard self conversations. That was hard releasing moments. That was hard conversations to have with people because to this day, I promise you, my son does still not clean the bathroom how I would do it. And it's not to my level of control issues. I'll be real honest, right? But those are my problems. He still cleaned the bathroom, right? The bathroom still got cleaned. The product still got used. The gross still got wiped away. Just because it was different than how I do it doesn't make it wrong. It makes it a me problem to work through. Just because he vacuums going left to right instead of up and down doesn't make it wrong. It just makes it different. And that's still to this day, years, years, years later, still something I'm like, and I have to walk away because the end result is the same, right? The dirt still got swept up off the floor. Just because it's not how I would do it doesn't mean it was wrong. So therefore, he still has the tools to be part of a team when he's older. If he chooses to have a home people's, right? If he chooses to share his space with other people, he's still part of the home team that manages that life. That manages that part of having a dwelling. The cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, all those things are still managed. Just because it's different than how I would do it doesn't make it wrong. Because he's still going to be part of the home team. And that has to go for me too. Just because I fold my shirts this way doesn't mean I can fold them that way for his stuff if I choose to do his laundry, right? It's not an obligation that I do it. But sometimes, hell, they're right here. I'm sitting right here. I could just do it, right? And that's part of it. It's not the shift from all on me, that overwhelming, I have to do it all, blah, 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 blah. That ugly feeling, it shifts when you have a home team in place, when it's we doing the things. That might not have been a proper sentence, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, when we are responsible of making sure the grass gets cut, it's less nag and argue. When we are operating as a team to meal plan, grocery list shop, all these things, like doing a whole process together, I know when we run out of something, he's going to put it on the grocery list and I don't have to follow him around and nag or supervise or micromanage or any of that stuff. Because now we operate as a home team. It took time, years, effort. Don't get me wrong. It does take time to shift anything, right? But the outcome is less stressful. So now, you know, if he falls asleep on the couch and there's his cups still sitting on the shelf and his blankets are still on the floor, I don't feel resentful and angry. I'm just carrying the cup to the sink and putting it in the dishwasher. I don't feel mad that you left your crap on the floor again. I guess I'll have to pick it up because I have to do everything. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I got this. I'm right here. Why not do it? It's, yes, we're all doing things, but it's more the feeling of I don't have to. I get to, right? We get to participate in managing this home together. And it's not all on me. It's not just me handling it. It's not me carrying the management load of what needs done. It's we're operating as a home team. And as a home team, we're less stressed.
Today's episode was sponsored by the Organizing Style Quiz. Personal organizing styles can vary from person to person and space to space. Determining your style for success is the first step towards simplifying, sorting, and sustaining an organized life. Grab your complimentary quiz online today.
And that's it for today. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share this with all of your favorite friends. And until next time, stay hopeful.